All right, it is 3:30, so we will call to order the Standing Internal Operations Committee. Can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show everyone is present, including Director Graves, who's joining us remotely.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I notice there's nobody in attendance in person. Can we verify nobody is in attendance online for public comment?
There's not.
Perfect. So we'll move along. Draft minutes.
Move to accept.
Thank you so much. I will second that so that gets accepted. And we will move to item D1, presentations. Driver safety scorecard, please.
Good afternoon. I'm first going to be talking about the driver safety scorecard. That was a program that was actually implemented approximately 3 years ago by our general manager. And when I came on to work for the town, I was tasked with looking at it, trying to learn the program, seeing what it's all about. And when we started looking at it a few months ago and started really diving into it, we noticed that there was some room for improvement. And this scorecard actually tracks every driver's behavior. We have a total of 8 vehicles that are being tracked now, and that's our outside crews, our water, wastewater, and our landscaping people. And it monitors 5 different things. One is speeding, harsh braking, harsh cornering, idling, and seatbelts. And as you remember from the past 2 meetings, we talked about changing our vehicle policy regarding, you know, letting the vehicles idle to keep the air conditioning going when it's hot, and then cold for the air conditioning. So that does affect the score. And these the scores that we get on a weekly basis are rolled back 1 week. So we check it on Mondays from the prior Monday, and it rotates. But what's really satisfying is by working with our teams and letting them know that we were watching and we had an interest in making sure that they were safe, making sure that our motoring public was safe, our citizens, we told them that we were looking at that. And when we started looking at it, we were in the 50s out of 100. Wow. And quickly that score started to rise. And we've been going through this on a bi-monthly basis with our teams to let them know what their scores are, let them know the areas they need to improve on. And usually it's just 1 or 2 people that may have not worn their seatbelt as much as they should have, speeding here and there. But ultimately, we've got the scores up, and right now, as today, it was 92.2. And when we actually when I was learning the program, we spoke to our vendor, and he was saying, yeah, I've noticed your scores. And he said, you know, I'm glad you guys are starting to let the drivers know that you're looking at it, because it's going to show improvement, and it did. And our GM gave them some incentive, not only to make sure that they were doing it right, but if they got to a certain score, 85%, we were going to take them out to lunch. And they beat that. They were in the 90s when we did it. And the program's working wonderfully. As you're aware, we just got a new vehicle fleet. We're waiting for that GPS unit to arrive so we can install it. And then we'll have a total of 9 vehicles that we'll be monitoring.
Nice.
So, very positive program. The guys know that we're not out to get them. But as this program continues to roll on, if there are things that need to be addressed as a management group, we're going to address those things. Hopefully just speaking to them will change it, but if there's a need for any kind of progressive discipline, we're going to do that as well. But the guys seem to be doing very well with it. So,
nice.
Any questions?
No, just out of curiosity, do these GPS units, do they have like geofencing and things to set off alerts if things leave where they should be? And
they do. And what's interesting about this system is it knows exactly what the speed limits are on whatever street you're on.
Nice.
So if the driver just starts speeding, they come out of Discovery Bay, I'm in Livermore picking up parts. If they start speeding on Vasco, then we get an alert.
Nice.
And so we can address that. And we can always go back and play it back for the driver, too.
Does the data collected, does that go towards insurance benefits as well? Have you been able to capitalize on that?
I'm not sure. I'll definitely check that out. We're doing some things to reduce our insurance, as we speak.
Yeah, that might be actually something, because I know that a lot of, some of my other businesses I've been in, if we provided GPS data for safe driving and then had some kind of a safe driving program, they would give us discounts based on that.
Mm-hmm. And our GM has done something with our training. So the more trainings we get, it's lower yeah. our insurance. So I will check on that and get back to you.
No, I don't have any questions. Director Graves?
No, I'm good.
Perfect. All right. Thank you for that. Let's move to item E1.
Okay, and I believe that's our Park and Recreation.
It is, yes, sorry. Parks and Rec Code of Conduct Policy.
Okay, this is a policy that has not even been implemented yet, but it was something that was already in the planning phases prior to me arriving at the town. And Mike Davies and Monica were working on this, and we started knocking out one or two policies a month. And this was a policy that was provided to me, and Monica and I looked at it, and we didn't think there was a lot of things that needed to be changed, but the catalyst for having this policy is I've learned through conversations with staff that sometimes some of the people that utilize this facility don't always adhere to the rules or treat our staff with the respect that they deserve. And so we just wanted to have a code of conduct policy. And as you, I'm sure you've had the opportunity to read through it. It's nothing that's, I think, really out there. It basically talks about good code of conduct, not using drugs, listening to staff when you're given direction. And basically, it could affect their ability to use this facility. And I'm speaking with our recreation manager. She provided me with some examples of how this policy would have been beneficial to her when interacting with some of our participants. Not so much participants in our classes, but more drop-ins, tennis courts, pickleball, right. That sorts of thing. But again, this we're talking about a few people. This isn't the majority. This is just a person here and there that could probably benefit from reading this. So what we envision is having this posted. As you enter the grounds, we blue lined the signature part of it. We don't think that the people need to come in and sign it. We're not going to verify who they are anyways. But if they were to violate this policy and there was something that we needed to escalate to law enforcement, maybe they'd be identified that way. But we just thought this would be a good starting point to make sure that participants that use our facilities are acting appropriately.
So is this something that would be posted and say with the authority of by entering or using this facility, you have agreed to the following?
Yes.
Okay.
And we post this a couple places around the ground so people could read it. Obviously, it's going to be a two-page document, so they would see it. And if there was any issues where they claim, I don't know, I didn't know about that, well, then we would direct them to that location if they hadn't seen it yet and make sure that they're adhering to these rules.
Okay. And I know you probably did already, but you've consulted legal on the policy?
Actually, I did not run this by legal at this
okay.
point. I was just doing the drafts portion.
Okay. Oh, got it.
Before
okay.
before
it goes forward, further. Okay.
Definitely will.
That sounds good. Director Graves, any comments?
Yeah, just to clarify something with regards to posting of this, where did you say this is going to be posted on?
Well, we could post it at the entrance here to our building, and then we would look for some place to post it outside near our tennis and pickleball courts.
Can I make a suggestion that in order to not have something that nobody's going to take the time to read the whole thing up outside for our own liability, maybe we just post a sign that says code of conduct is posted inside at da-da-da-da-da, and everyone is responsible for acting upon that, please refer to it. And then you don't have to have this whole thing posted outside?
Sure. We can do that.
I mean, it just would seem to make a little more sense because nobody's going to take the time. This is, if you were to try to put this on a placard or, it would just, it's huge. And not huge, it's just, it's great. It's comprehensive and I don't disagree with anything on here. I think it's all good stuff. I just think that that we can hold people responsible to it by making them responsible to go make themselves aware of it. And by being on the facility, they have agreed that they have done that. And they can't go, I didn't know. Well, no, when you came on, you agreed that you knew.
Right. I think that's a great idea. We can put something up like that so the people who use our facilities can do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion too. Thanks, Director Graves. Any further questions? No, I'm assuming.
That's all I got, sorry.
Okay, no problem, thanks. I assume public hasn't joined.
Correct.
Feel free to interrupt if they do, so that way I'll just say, yeah, thanks. Okay, that sounds great. Look forward to seeing that come to board. Let's move on to E2 website policy.
Okay, this is a policy that is currently on our website. It hasn't been updated since 2010, so it was time. In full disclosure, I had Vice President Callahan take a look at this to see if there was something that we were missing, recognizing your expertise in this area. And we went through this, myself and another staff member, and basically looked at some of the things that were in here, and we didn't see anything that was truly outlandish and shouldn't be here. But again, we didn't know, so we reached out to Vice President Callahan. And this is the slight edits that we have at this point. Again, we'll bring this to the board if that's the direction. But as I mentioned earlier, we're trying to get 1 to 2 policies a month in front of the board so we can stay relevant.
Yeah, for sure. No, it looked when I took a look at it, it looked in line with all the standard web policies that I've ever come across. The only thing, obviously, you take it by legal just to make sure we didn't have any glaring holes. But other than that, I didn't have any concerns or it looked good to me.
Okay, thank you.
Director Aves, do you have any comments on the website?
Yeah, let me just plead guilty to only looking at the revisions and not reading the entire document. So I thank you, Vice President Callahan, for taking the time to do that because it's fairly comprehensive. But I would guess that if Alan's had eyes on it, you've had eyes on it, that the content is good. The only thing I would have a comment about is on the first page, paragraph 3, changes are made periodically to CSD documents, including CSD documents. That seems a bit redundant. Can we just say changes are made periodically to CSD documents, including regulations, guidelines, and schedules, and leave off the redundancy?
Certainly.
We good with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's the only thing that I can see that popped my eye. Hey, just out of curiosity, and I know I'm not the most attractive person in the world, does somebody keep turning off my video? Because when I turn it on, it immediately stopped. Yeah.
No, not that we're aware of.
Okay, just curious. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, it's a great picture of my son.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. It is great.
That's, hey, by the way, that's the last day I saw him right there.
Oh, amazing.
Fort Leonard Woods, I mean, Fort Hood, Texas. Anyway, moving along. So
if there's no other comments on the website policy, I think that is good to bring up to the full board when it's available.
Okay, I'll make that edit and run this by the
perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. All right, so that will bring us to any future agenda items. Director Graves?
I leave that in the capable hands of our staff because they're doing very good.
They always do. Yeah, thank you so much. All right, well, with that, at 3:43, we will adjourn. Thank you very much.
Gina, yes. Gina, would you call?